recently Kyle was asked who she'd like to see on The Housewives, and she said Chrissy Teigen. And I thought to myself, there is absolutely no way that she would do that. There's no way that John would allow that. And I don't mean to say like he's her keeper. I just mean you have to be all in with your whole family. And there's just no way. They have success. They have money. They have fame. They have what seems to be a nice family. Good branding opportunities. She's done incredible things with her social media. I can't imagine what reality television would have that Chrissy Teigen could possibly want. But then it made me think in a fantasy land that will never happen, and I don't want it to happen for these people or for the world or anything, but maybe for the world. But then it made me realize in a fantasy land, who would be like HBIC Housewives cast? So here's my all-star of all-star Housewives cast. So this means like I'm not suggesting Beyonce or Taylor Swift. I don't think they'd be great at it. I don't think they'd be great at Housewives. I'm going to give you a cast that I think would be good at the show. Like in another life when they didn't make it there, they didn't make it the way that they have. They'd be good at the show and we would want it. And also I'm thinking about the dynamics and their interaction. So first would be Chrissy Teigen. Second would be Kris Jenner. Those families have had a relationship. I think Kris was good friends with Chrissy and Kim was good friends with Chrissy. And I'm sure it's all clean and fine, but there's some remnants because I think Chrissy and Kris were doing like a cleaning supply deal together. And when Chrissy got into a little bit of public trouble, Kris ran like a thief in the night. So Chrissy Teigen and Kris Jenner, Anna Wintour. Now we'd really find out that dynamic. Like for years, the Kardashians weren't good enough to be at the Met Gala, but then Don't Hate the Player, Hate the Game, and were really there to sell magazines. And Kanye was the fashion person who had the music street cred, and Kim the first year was a plus one, and now Kanye would be a plus none. So that's been an interesting circular reference. And Chrissy Teigen has probably gone not only as a social media influencer on her in her own right, but definitely with John Legend. But the Met Gala has become a social media influencer event, much to the dismay of like the tried and true fashion people, which is also another land of bullshit. So it's all actually bullshit. But Chrissy Teigen, Kris Jenner, Anna Wintour so far. Wait for it, wait for it. Meghan Markle. Meghan Markle, I think, would be great with them. There's now a new crossover. Meghan Markle's neighbors with Ellen and lives in Montecito, and Kris Jenner's friends with Ellen and just officiated. So Meghan Markle's part of this cast. Wait for it. Victoria Beckham coming in next, because there's a connection to Victoria Beckham with Meghan Markle. They used to be friends, but they're not friends anymore. They're frenemies, but I'm sure publicly they're friends, and who knows how that works. Keep it moving. Amal Clooney, the queen and the universe. I feel like truthfully, she's friends with or has the respect of Anna Wintour. She's co-chaired the Met Gala. She connects to that group. I think it's extraordinary. Chrissy Teigen, Kris Jenner, Anna Wintour, Meghan Markle, Victoria Beckham, Amal Clooney. The sickest Housewives cast in history. In order to get them to do it, the number would be, because I know the numbers, like I know the numbers of what it would cost for me to do it, which they can't afford. So in order to get these women to do it for 1 week on one trip, like you could get them to do 1 week on one trip because they don't need to do 4 months and be on a real season. You could get them to do a 3-day weekend, like on a trip. You could really reduce their days. And I think in order to get them each to do it, I don't know if George Clooney would allow Amal or if she thinks it'd be bad for her career, but in order to get them to do it, I would raise the money and do this. It's so good. I'm workshopping this with you right now. So would cost, I believe, for 3 days, you could probably get 6 good episodes. I think you'd have to pay $5 million to each of them minimum. Initially, my number was 10, but that was thinking it was more of like a series. If you really had them for 3 days, I think 5 million would be the number, but I think the number to get them to do it would be 10. But between 5 and 10 million, you could probably get these women. So it'd be 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, $30 million to do this. Netflix, I think, we should call me. For $30 million, this would beat the Meghan and Harry documentary to watch this. So that's my pitch. I'm pitching Netflix. You heard it here. $5 million apiece minimum. And give them a piece of like the profit. Give them a back end. Give them a back end. You could just give me an EP credit. And I'm going to have to get paid each episode too, because it was my idea. But we can work it out. We can work it out. I'm not, you know, they don't want me in their episode, their show. I'm not famous. I'm not as famous as any of them. So I got to sit back here and just be the producer who thought of the good ideas. Yeah, I'm sticking with my, I'm kind of mesmerized and flabbergasted by my own cast right now. Because I just went in my mind, oh, over here, what about like, you know, I got like, there's another cast I have going too in my mind. I'll tell it to you next time. These are dream casts, okay? I've got another one. I'm starting it. That was a pretty good one. It's going to be hard to keep up with that one, but I have another dream cast. My mind has just gone to another insane... It's kind of the cast of the D Blondes in my mind.